has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily, and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Daggett on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Is that us?
That is us.
Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side.
The A-hole team.
Pit of the Fool, number watch A-Team.
Oh, boy. Long week. Remember, do you remember my Mr. T story about...
Yeah, he came into the studio and he met me at kids.
Yeah, and my second son was... I mean, he never missed the A-Team. He planted himself in front of that TV, man. That A-Team came on and he'd walk around, pitiful, you know. And then when he's face-to-face with the real guy, I can't imagine what that would be like if you're a kid and you've watched somebody on TV and then they're right there in front of them. And it was. I wish I had some way to video that encounter because...
And Mr. T leaned down and say, "Don't ever let anybody tell you, your daddy's strange."
No, that's Al Sharpton.
Oh.
Yeah. No, when my son, who was, I don't know, 8, whatever, walked in the studio, and there he is in person right in front of him, the guy he's watched so many times on TV, it stunned him. And I remember Mr. T looked down at him and said, "What's your name, little man?"
And he dressed just like he had all the necklaces on and everything.
He like you just would expect. It like 40 pounds of gold chains.
Yeah.
And then my son just barely was able to say, "Austin."
"Austin, little man, come over here, give me a big hug. Give Mr. T a big hug."
And he just reluctantly kind of walked toward him. I was even in shock. And he gives him a big hug. The guy was, and from what I've seen fairly recently, he still looks pretty much the same.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, like a piece of stone, this guy's so solid. And just super nice because, you know, when you bring these people in the studio and you're during a commercial break or whatever, you get a chance to see who they really are. And half the time, they're the biggest jerks. You can't imagine how big jerks they are. Mm, not him.
Lovitz.
John Lovitz. What a disappointment.
Oh, big time.
I don't think there's ever been a guy who didn't want to be there more than John Lovitz.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember why. What was he promoting?
He was in town promoting a comedy show. He was either at the... He was at one of the comedy clubs.
Well, if you'd like people to want to come, how about when you're on the air, be sort of friendly and funny?
Yeah.
At least friendly. But do you remember the Yellow Pages ads? First of all, how archaic is that, Yellow Pages?
It's going back a ways.
Nobody used the Yellow Pages, and they still exist. But he did a television campaign for the Yellow Pages, which I thought was hysterical. And a typical commercial, you'd watching TV, and then here's John Lovitz at a keyboard or typewriter. And you remember the bit? Oh, yeah, I was with Morgan Fairchild. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Whom I slept with?
Yeah, I slept with many times and married to. Yeah, that's it. And he's just a pathological liar. What a great bit. So in the Yellow Pages ad, he would start by going something like, oh, hey, you just called me while I was in the middle of writing my new book. I call it the Yellow Pages. And he acts like he wrote the Yellow Pages. I was just putting down the I was in the D's. Denton. And I think you'll like my new book. It was just so stupid. It was funny. So I was in the studio, and I said, oh, the Yellow Pages commercials. I said, I really like... I said, did you write those? No. That was it.
Yeah, it was like all these one-word answers. Yeah.
So I tried, okay, let's... I said, when you and Phil Hartman and who else? It was Frankenstein, Tonto, and, hold on, Tarzan.
Yes.
Nealon, Kevin Nealon, it's coming to me now, Kevin Nealon, Phil Hartman, and... Lovitz were Frankenstein, Tonto, and Tarzan. And it was the most, it's the funniest thing because they were doing a Christmas greeting.
Yeah.
And all three of those characters talked like this.
And they go, ay, 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 ay.
And Tonto, Kimosabe. And Frankenstein, and then, of course, Tonto Frankenstein. Who's the other one? I forgot the
name. Tarzan.
Tarzan. He didn't speak. So when they would sing A Christmas, it was hysterical. I mentioned that to him. I said, now that was a funny, funny bit. I said, how much input did you have? And here was his answer, something like, not much.
Yeah.
It's the whole interview. And I came really close to just saying, you know, you're free to go. You don't want to be here. Just leave.
Remember the episode when they tried to teach Frankenstein to sing the alphabet?
No.
And he's like, okay, go ahead, Frank. Okay, ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And he goes,
I do remember as a kid, as a little kid, when I saw the first, that Boris Karloff, that first Frankenstein thing, that scared me to death, man. That they built a guy who got loose out of parts of people. And there was a scene where some little girl in the park and up to Frankenstein. Yeah. I thought, oh no, he's gonna kill her.
And doesn't she give him a flower or something in that scene?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Yeah. You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen that. The only one that I haven't that actually scares me is the Nosferatu, the vampire one. That's the only horror movie that scares me.
In the 70s, when I was a kid, Chantlin, there was only five TV stations, 245, 9/11, and then 30, I guess, would be a sixth station. I think 30 even went off the air at like midnight. Channel 11 every Saturday night would have like this rotation of six scary movies, and there was only like six of them, and we would sit on it. It was The Blob.
They kept playing the same six movies.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Blob, Frankenstein, Dracula, I think Bride of Frankenstein, there was like one more, and they would just rotate all six, and they just never got old.
No.
The Blob, that also scared me as well.
I never saw The Blob.
Oh, it's hard. Just people getting caught in that goo, and you know that they're just trapped and they're just dying. No, that's
Michael J. Fox's first movie was, I think, I Was a Teenage Werewolf. I've never seen that either.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
There was a movie, I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
I liked that movie.
He was a basketball playing werewolf. It was great.
Did you ever see Creepshow?
Yes. No.
Creepshow was a movie of about four different segments. It was like four different freaky things that happened.
It sounds like a comedy.
No, mm-mm, it's not. No? That's why you would think that when I say Creepshow.
Mm-hmm.
These four teenagers are partying, smoking pot, and drinking out on a raft in the middle of this lake, in the middle of these mountains, and this mass of like blob like material was like moving toward the raft, and it was like it was a wooden raft, and it had spaces in between it. It was like coming up in between them, and if somebody reached down to touch it, it would suck their hand. It would eventually yank them into the lake, and it would eat them up. So there was one guy left, or one girl left. I think it was a girl.
It was
left.
A guy and a girl.
There was only one left.
Oh, at the very, very end.
At the very end, and she has to swim to shore, and she jumps off the raft, and she's swimming. This thing is coming after, and she gets right to the end, and she gets out. And she's like, I beat you. And then this thing that couldn't, you know, penetrate past where the water hits land, all of a sudden it just comes up out of the air and grabs her off the ground and yanks her back.
Oh, it was horrible.
And then
this is The Blob.
And then it was over.
No, this is
Creepshow.
Yeah, Creepshow.
And I mean, I wouldn't go swimming. This came out when I was like 10. I wouldn't go swimming in the lake for like 6 years after seeing that.
Understandable.
That's how impressionable goofy stuff that is.
When I was a kid, like lots of movies had quicksand in them.
Yeah,
you remember that? Yes. Like, even if it was a Western, you know, and they're just chasing a guy, falls off the horse into quicksand. It just starts sinking. His hand, all his hands sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where has anybody ever seen quicksand?
It doesn't exist, I don't think.
I don't think it does.
I think it does.
No, I think quicksand does exist.
Not like in the movies.
You can Google it and see.
No, I don't think so, no.
But whoever came up with it for the movies, bravo. Because quicksand was great.
Oh, they go down and they're just barely, just above the nose.
Barely getting there.
And somebody grabs
them. Throws a long branch.
Yeah.
And pulls them out.
Oh.
Yeah. Quicksand.
I think has anybody seen the movie Neverending Story, the first one, where you see the horse getting trapped in the quicksand?
I don't remember it, but I saw it.
It is the saddest moment in a movie I've ever watched, and I think I saw it when I was like 8 or 9. I cried like a baby. This horse is drowning in quicksand, and it is the most graphic scene I've seen in years.
Well, then you can never watch Old Yeller.
No,
can't watch it. Because that's sad.
I read the book in school. I don't think I could be able to watch the movie.
Stay away from Schindler's List and 12 Years a Slave while you're at it.
Yeah. 12 Years a Slave,
hey,
yeah,
12
sure.
Years a Slave, what a great movie.
Schindler's List, watch that.
12 Years a Slave was an excellent movie, but it clearly falls into the Tim Woodward category of a movie I will never watch again.
Is it one of those where you only have to watch it once and it's all just there?
Schindler's List is the same thing. Yeah. It was so disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was disturbing, and it was real, yeah. And it was disturbing. I knew it wasn't fiction, and what I saw so many disturbing things that I just, no way I'd watch it again.
Incredible, though, performance by Liam Neeson. I will say, he did great in that.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
And in black and white, which made it work. Spielberg's a genius. It worked better in black and white, because Holocaust pictures are in black and white.
What was it? The only color in that movie is when you see the little blonde girl wearing her red jacket running through the streets.
I forgot about that.
And that's the only color in it. We watched it in high school for history class.
I'm going to watch it again now. Now that we've talked about it, I'm going to watch it again. I know it's hard to watch, but I'm watching it again. Welcome, everybody. I forgot to welcome people to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's June 28th. Here are the people in the room, the players, at least at this time. Scott Sherman will be here in the 4 o'clock hour. If you have a legal issue, oh, my goodness. I can't think of any better avenue to take than to call Scott, because it's not going to cost you, and he knows some stuff. And what he doesn't know, he knows people who do know. So he'll be here at the 4 o'clock hour. Right now in the room, the one and only Limey Trevor Morgan. Is that your middle name?
Yeah, Morgan.
Phillips. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss is here. Dan, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Tim Woodburn, what?
Oh, and a caller called and said that one of the best interviews he's ever heard on our show is George Foreman.
It was excellent.
George Foreman was tremendous.
He was great. Stayed the whole hour.
Yeah.
And then met a bunch of kids who were out at Westport. Yeah. He was great. Tim Woodburn's here. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody.
I read the full article this morning on Joe Jackson, and just as I thought, they had to put in there how, you know, he was responsible for what turned out to be the pop sensation of the century, but they did say basically he was a jerk, but they couldn't just let it go that he's a bad dude. They had to portray him, since he's dead, as somebody who contributed something. No, he didn't. You know, Michael Jackson fired him. Fired his own dad long before he died. He was estranged from all his kids. They didn't speak to him. What does that tell you? You know, if one of your kids doesn't speak to you, maybe it's the kid. But if all your kids, and you remember how many they had? You know how many Jackson
7?
Kids? 10.
Whoa.
Yeah, Joe and Catherine Jackson had 10 kids. Now, where are the other 5? We know about the Jackson. What about the other Jackson?
Well, Janet.
And then there was LaToya as well, wasn't there?
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
7.
LaToya.
Who are the Jackson 5? Tito, Jermaine, Michael.
Oh, you just said them all yesterday.
That's where I get
along. Yesterday's newscast.
Come on.
Tito, Jermaine.
Jermaine.
Michael. That's
wasn't it Jackie? No.
Jackie Jackson?
Hey, I wouldn't surprise me.
Jackie Jackson. I like that.
Tim's coming up with it.
Jermaine, Jackie, Tito, Marlon, and Michael.
Marlon.
And Jackie.
And Jermaine.
You.
Mar. Okay, who are the other five? LaToya. Mm-hmm.
Janet.
There's like three unknown Jacksons.
Shoeless Joe?
No, I don't think so.
But, he was the outcast.
Oh, hang on.
We're getting a call now.
Shoeless Joe.
But I would like to be one of those three that we don't even know the names of. You're in the Jackson family. All the attention's on the five.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Joe was the dad. Catherine was the mom. And then in order, Rebbe in 50, Jackie in 51, Tito in 53, Jermaine in 54, LaToya in 56, Marlon in 57. There was a Brandon who apparently died at birth, also in 57. And then Michael was born in 58, Randy in 61, and Janet in 66.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Old Joe was busy in the bedroom.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know what he had to scowl about. He got a lot.
Okay, now if Robbie was born in 50 and Janet was born in 66, she had 10 kids in a span of 16 years. Now, 16 times 12, let's see.
Each one of them was a year apart.
That's 198 months. In 198 months, and you figure 9 months pregnancy times 10 kids, she was pregnant for 90 out of 198 months.
Wow.
How about old lady? I'm not old lady. I guess she's not that old. Mrs. Duggar. Remember the Duggars?
Oh, yeah.
20 kids.
Oh, yeah.
She has given birth to 20 kids.
Aren't they up to 21 now?
They could be.
Yeah, they may be.
And then Rebbe, Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and LaToya all born like 5 years apart. I mean, can you imagine changing the diapers of four different kids at the same time?
No.
Every day?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. But let's talk about the Duggars for a second. 20, maybe 21 kids.
Yeah. They were on like the road to success. They were all over the place. Their own reality TV show, making appearances.
Something happened.
One of their sons was discovered on AshleyMadison.com. And then a couple of their daughters came out and said, hey, that one has actually been touching us inappropriately. And it was just like a domino effect.
It all fell apart.
Because they're
very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, women always talk about what, you know, pregnancy does to their bodies. You know, one of the things my wife likes to say, if I make the mistake, and I do, of pointing out some really hot woman, they always come back with this. Well, she hasn't had three kids.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she has had. I've seen women who've had several kids, and they look great, but they always do that. Well, wait, if she has three kids, see what she looks like.
The Duggars, though, you talk about a hot dog down a hallway.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say Mrs. Duggar. That thing, you can drive a truck in there.
Yeah.
And park it. She has to just be completely stretched.
Mrs. Duggar, hello.
Hot dog down a hallway. Still one of the best.
You like making butter with a toothpick.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to say?
No, not really. I don't have anything to say.
Too bad,
because
we got nothing today. This is going to be a long day. Anybody? No? Nothing?
No.
Tim?
Not really.
You know, not really.
Okay. Dan,
not
nothing?
Really. I've made
four
sensitive marks already.
Close the Burke segment.
Oh, we never opened it.
Well, you don't open it. I said, does anybody have anything to say? That's how we open it.
All right.
No. Well, wait, hold on. Hold on, though. You're right. Nobody had a contribution.
Exactly. So we never closed it.
You're right. Don't close it. I'm glad the door never completely closed because it wasn't open. Okay. That makes sense to me.
Wow.
I do have just some random something, and it is a construction worker from my old town in England, Birmingham. He's singing, and he sounds exactly like Elvis.
Exactly like Elvis?
Exactly like Elvis. Well, I think so anyway. You want to have a
listen? I'd like, I'm an Elvis fan.
Now, okay. Who was that guy, Rodney? Was it Roddy?
McDowell.
Yes. He had an Elvis sound.
Let's hear this. Where's the guy? Britain?
Yeah, Britain.
All right.
He was ruled with the view of the beautiful wife.
Wow.
All right.
I give my money all quick in Texas any old time.
Holy cow.
Pretty sound great.
I got those up 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
How would I have to be?
That's all I got. I just wanted to see what she thought.
Now, does he do another song?
No, this is the only one that I know of him so far.
What's his name?
Give me a second. I'll see if I can find out for you.
Do you know this guy?
I do not know this guy. They just call him the King of West Brom. West Bromwich is a tiny little town next to Birmingham.
So if you type in King of West Bromwich, maybe another video. I'd like to hear him do another song.
All right. Well, let me see what I can find there real quick.
I can't believe that's the only one if he's that good.
Yeah, he sounds pretty good.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I used to think, I'd go around the house, trying to sing like yours, and I thought in my mind I sounded just like him, you know.
Apparently his real name is Joe, and they call him Jolvis. So this is him singing Viva Las Vegas.
That's a good
Here
one.
Here we are again, once again. At the
Hang a second, let me just make sure there's no cussing. You know, there we go.
Jolvis. Especially for Sally and Rich.
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those days of high.
That's good.
There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there, and they're all living where the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with a love to spare. So fever, Las Vegas.
That's pretty good.
Fever, Las Vegas.
That's pretty good.
All right, so that was, that's it. All right, I guess you did approve of it. That's what I wanted to talk about.
And it's funny how the people in England will lose their accent when they sing.
Oh, that is true.
But a lot of singers do.
Yeah, it's because they, somebody said that it's because they listen to a lot of American artists.
Hey, watch any concert, and you can do it. Watch any concert by a pop star here, or country star. When they go tour and they go to Japan or somewhere, they pack the place. And that always amazes me.
No, they can't even really understand
the song. The big stars tour over there as much as they tour here. And the audiences love them. And they know the songs. And it's just funny to me. You see a bunch of like Chinese people in the audience. And they're singing along with some American artist. They know the words.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't. If Jing Tong Jun came to in concert here in St. Louis, he's a big star in Asia.
Oh, is he coming? Oh, man.
No, we wouldn't know any. Name some songs from a big star overseas. We can't. The closest we ever came was
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
and the Julio
Iglesias. All right, well,
hang on
a second. I've got a list. I'm going to try and find a list here. I've got Jay Chu, Karen Mok. I don't know what that means.
Jay Chu.
I have no idea. I'm just going to play these songs.
What do
I have
they
no
do?
Idea what's about to come.
What do they do?
I have no idea. It's all in Chinese writing. I can't understand.
Oh, these
this.
Are big stars over there?
Yeah.
These are huge stars. Let's hear them.
He said woman.
Hey, I like this song. Hang on. This is Chinese. I like it. I can't understand it. Now play it. Play it.
Show me.
Music. You know what? It's great music. I love it. Pretty.
All right. Well, there we go.
Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to phonetically memorize, because that's what they do when they, you know, come over here and sing. They do it phonetically. We ought to take it like word at a time phonetically, and then one day come on the air and sing a Chinese hit. It'd be hilarious. They could play the harmonica. Give me one more. Somebody from another country.
There's Rammstein from Germany, but that's just like German death metal.
Rammstein.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy stuff. I don't think you're gonna like.
It's like a porn Screamo. Star monster.
So, I know,
like a monster porn.
You know
star.
The band I'm talking about.
I know
right?
One of these songs. One of their songs is called Du Hast, and that's the only lyric of the song. Du Hast. Du Hast, Du Hast. They just do that for 4 straight minutes. Somebody
right.
wrote that.
Okay,
these are huge stars.
Yeah, no, this is a German band that is insanely popular, and, I mean, I think there's cussing in there, but I'm pretty sure...
It's in Germany.
Yeah, it's in German, so the only person who's going to understand
Taylor
it
Nickerson.
Is Taylor Nickerson. All right, let's just skip ahead.
Nein, Stein von Mann.
Oh, no, it was...
Heil Hitler.
They're really big into techno music over there as well.
This is the song.
It's just typical head-banging, loud music.
Yeah, yeah. I love that song.
All right, now just find a solo artist.
Okay. Like
their version of Tony Bennett or somebody.
Right,
or,
give me a country.
Or their version of...
What about, was it Sukiyaki? What was it?
That was a big hit.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, there was a huge hit in the 60s. Sukiyaki. Yeah.
Sukiyaki. No,
an unlikely hit. Can we, you got to look it up. How do you spell it? Sukiyaki. S-U-K-I-Y-A-K-I.
A Taste of Honey? No, that's the classic.
What is it, S-U-K?
It's S-U-K-I-Y-A-K-I.
Yeah.
Limey, wait till you hear this. This right. was a giant hit.
Yeah.
And we will never know why.
From Q Sakamoto?
Q Sakamoto, yes. Yeah. Now, listen. All right, turn it up. Turn it. This is great. Pretty song. I want some Cheetos. I heard that. I want some Cheetos.
On my toes.
On my toes.
Boo-hoo.
I'm going to go home. Oh, she's a whore. Oh, she whore. Oh, she whore.
A Cheetos eating whore?
Yeah.
Well, you go to the doctor and it's orange.
Okay, I just figured out how we can kill the rest of the hour. We're going to translate foreign songs. I'm not kidding. But that was a hit here.
Really?
By Q Sakamoto. It was a huge hit. And now, in this country, this is when you decided to defect and go for 19 years and be away while you were gone. Weird things happened here, like the Singing Nun song.
Oh, my goodness.
Another huge hit. Why? I don't know.
Dominique.
It's called Dominique.
Yeah, Dominique.
The Singing Nun Dominique.
Yeah. Have you heard this, Limey?
No.
You are in for a treat.
Oh, yeah.
These are real nuns. They're real nuns, and they had a number one hit. All right, here we go.
I do know this song.
Let's translate.
They sing French.
Manure.
In a pile of big manure.
À l'époque où Jean sans terre d'Angleterre était le roi.
Donkey's leg.
Dominique, notre père, combattit les albigeois.
I'm Ophelia Bourgeois.
Dominique, nique, s'en allait tout simplement.
Come on.
Routier, pauvre chantant.
Chant,
en tout chemin, en tout lieu, Jean il ne parle que du bon Dieu.
In my palm, I have manure.
Oh, the choruses. This virginity thing really sucks.
That's a terrible song.
Chantons. I'm going to shut my mouth on yours. My palm is manure. Okay, that's a good one. We finally decoded that. That was a huge hit. Now, there was...
60s for some time.
Oh, my goodness. How about this? And these are just coming to me. MacArthur's Park or MacArthur Park.
Okie dokie, MacArthur Park.
Again, Dan, don't talk forever to those people.
Richard Harris.
This was a huge hit.
Okay.
You know, I make fun of a lot of music now. I could see where anybody could make fun of this stuff because this just doesn't make any sense. This is MacArthur Park. And it was a long song. It went on forever.
It's like 7.5 minutes.
Dan, are they going on or are you just going to hang up on them? They have to go on or hang up.
Do you want to skip ahead some to where he's singing?
Yeah. Big hit. No, it started at the beginning, the vocal.
Oh, I have no idea what that is. But,
okay, just play this. Between the parts of pages and the crest in love's like fevered iron. Sounds like he's quoting from Hamlet, but this was a giant top 40 hit.
It was a great pooping song for the DJ.
Yeah.
Really long.
MacArthur's Park is waiting in the dark. The sweet green icing flowing down. This guy's on LSD. Someone left a cake out in the rain. I don't think can take it because it took too long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. What a ridiculous song.
That is terrible. All right.
Yeah, but it was a bathroom song for DJs. Right. That American Pie,
Stairway to Heaven.
No, Stairway to Heaven was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know this man was on LSD when he wrote this song because the lyric actually says, "I still see the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees, and the birds like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees."
Yeah, that's LSD.
That's
talking.
LSD.
That's the LSD talking.
That is absolutely.
Now we got some calls, and I haven't given the numbers. I'll bet you there are people, and just from being growing up in the 60s, you're thinking now songs that were hits, and we still to this day don't know how they get. Maybe some record company just paid off all the DJs in America to play it and make it a hit. Let me talk to 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK, which is 855-282-8255. John, what's up, John?
Well, it's wrong, but that's okay. Hey, you've done 60 satellite survey on XM. You've listened to that, right, Frank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Last week or the week before, they were in 1963. Sukiyaki was the number one song.
Wow.
He said that the title of that song in English is like 20 words long. So they actually got a Japanese menu and picked out just a random thing, and that's how they got it, the Sukiyaki. That's how it got its name.
It still baffles me. I remember listening to it in the car, and I liked it. I didn't know what they could have been singing anything, and it's just
I mean, he gave a title, and it was and it's part of the song, but it was so long that they got a menu.
Hey, what's funny too, the people who are old enough, the boomers listening to know, you did this, and I did it too. We sang along in the car and didn't know what we were singing. Ron, thank you for the call, Ron.
All right.
Bye-bye. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Go get Sukiyaki again.
Sukiyaki?
And I'd be in the car. Maybe I'm being taken to school, or maybe I had my driver's license myself, and this thing would come on. And just like the singing nun thing, you would sing along, yet you weren't really singing what they're singing, but you'd heard it enough, you could come.
You're kind of just making sounds that fit.
Yeah, go ahead. Just get Hugh Sakamoto, or Q Sakamoto, or whatever the heck his name is. Sukiyaki, what did he say for 63?
Oh, wait. Nope, I played the wrong one. I'm an idiot. Taste of Honey.
You talk about making up lyrics to songs, though. You have the same song in your...
Sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's an intro.
Go ahead.
Remember the song Blinded by the Light?
Yes. Oh, I love that.
So...
Wrapped up like a douche?
Right, yeah, for the first 25 years, the lyric is, blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. But for about the first 35 years of my life, I said, wrapped up like a douchebag in the middle of the night.
That's exactly what most people did.
I still sing that lyric right now.
We didn't know it was deuce. Yeah. It sounded like douche.
Revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Mm-mm. Nope, wrapped up like a douche. Okay. I still sing that.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot douche, of songs. Douche on it is. All right, listen. This is what we do to go.
Did you just say Haribo?
I don't know what I said. All right, give us another big foreign star.
Well, there's Lena with 99 Red Balloons. What is it? 99 Luftballons? That's the original.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah, 99 Luftballons or Red Balloons.
How do you know that and I've never heard of it? Everybody knows.
You've heard of it, trust me.
Yeah, you have.
It was a song in the 80s.
It was in the 80s.
It was huge in the 80s.
Nina was her name.
Nina, that's the one.
What about ABBA? Did you ever get into ABBA when you were
young? I loved ABBA.
But that was in English. I could understand that.
You gotta know this song.
This is the German version.
Yeah.
I've never heard it.
99 Red Balloons.
Never heard it.
Should I play the English one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look at her. She's pretty. You know, and what a voice. There are a lot of people around the world we don't know about that are really talented. They're as good as our good.
How about the popcorn song? Remember that?
Yes. Okay. There's another one.
That was a hit.
Well, that was all like made by synthesizers.
Doesn't matter.
But it was one of the first songs that ever came out where it was just purely synthesizing. It's a great song.
But the fact that it was a hit is ridiculous.
You want to hear the English version of 99 Red Balloons?
Did you ever, Frank, did you ever go out with your wife actually, like to a club or something, and actually dance to the Macarena? Did you ever actually do that?
No.
That's not you?
No, that's not me. No. Okay. Well, turn it up.
Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were
it's pretty.
Gone.
It is pretty. It is pretty, song.
I got a bunch of people calling here. Let me see.
Yeah,
Kevin's been on here.
A couple of lines open. We can call our guest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we got to do that. Kevin, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Songs that make no sense is Creedence Clearwater Revival, "Looking Out My Back Door." That was written on LSD, no doubt.
I agree.
Remember, there's a bathroom on the right.
That's what. Yeah, that's what.
There's a bathroom on the right.
I know something.
Jamboree and elephants are playing in the band.
How about this? How about the Beatles song where I am the walrus?
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Oh, yeah. Cuckoo-ca-choo. Mm-hmm. The heck does that even mean?
Oh, they had.
Thank you, Kevin.
They had a LSD period.
Well, I wouldn't say it like that.
Well, yeah.
They didn't have period. They're men. No.
That was one of those. That was one of those songs you could play it backwards, and they said there was backwards lyrics.
Paul is dead.
Right. I buried Paul.
Yeah. Let me do this. Then we'll get our guest on the phone. I'll talk to Billy. Billy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. What's going on, Billy?
Well, when I was in elementary school, there's a song by the Kingsmen, "Louie Louie."
Well, yeah. And that was, they brilliantly acted like that was a filthy song, and it was banned from lots of stations, but the truth is, it's really not. It's just garbled nothing. There's no dirty words in it.
But some nun in Boston listened to it, fainted, and that prouded everybody. And our nuns locally in St. Louis said, whatever you do, don't listen to that one.
Which, as you know, Billy, is the quickest way to make everybody listen to it.
And that's exactly what happened. We were all trying to sing the song the next day.
And you never could, because we've never, ever been able to understand the lyrics. But that,
the fact that we thought it was vulgar is impetus to do so.
Yeah.
He'd play 30 seconds of that, and I guess Limey will say, I never heard this one either.
What? Have you heard Louie Louie?
Louie Louie, yeah. That's Louie, a great Louie. Song.
I got the lyrics right here.
Hey, Billy, thank you. Louie. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Let's talk to John Landau, and we'll go back and... We'll dissect Louie Louie.
It's an old song.
This is an old song from the 50s. Never, I don't know if it was ever a hit or not, but it's a hit now. We brought it back. Say hello to not a Chevy dealer, the Chevy dealer, John Landau.
Well, well, well. How are you? How you doing?
Terrific.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Good. Doing well.
Me too. Thanks for asking. So, back in the saddle. We're working hard. We're putting some deals together. And as I told you, we listened to you all the way home yesterday.
All the way home from visiting Drake.
Drake, the Wonder Dog. He's going to be a good one.
What's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite song? I don't think most people do.
Roundabout by Yes.
Ooh, good
no
one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Bring that up here. I want people to hear.
I'll be the round.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. That surprises me that's your favorite song. I don't know why. Roundabout.
That's a good one.
It's one of my favorite.
Yeah. Here it is. Hang on.
Yes.
Great opening. The best part of it is right here. And you would never imagine what's coming, because it doesn't sound like it's about to sound. We don't have time to play the whole thing.
One of my favorite bands of all time.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
How much of this do you want me to play?
Nothing. Yeah. That's it. I know nothing about Yes or Journey
or
Boston. Or any of those bands.
John, did you go see Yes? I saw Yes every time they came to St. Louis.
Yep. First concert, 13, 14 years old. A longtime friend and a great listener, Leo Teblin, is listening probably right now. I bet he's laughing. He's got a great laugh smile. But, he took me. We went to see Yes at the old Kiel Auditorium.
Yeah.
And And Kiel Auditorium is also where I saw my very first concert of somebody actually performing on stage. It was Glenn Campbell. I can still tell you what he was wearing. Wearing a powder blue leisure suit. And he couldn't have been bigger or more famous. He had that TV show in Wichita Lineman, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And, man, I'm sitting there. And there was Kiel Auditorium, but Kiel Opera House, too, right? Were they around the same
Peabody
time?
Peabody is right now, used to be the Kiel Opera House.
And I saw Steve Martin at Kiel Auditorium, and it was packed, and you could barely see him, but they had some kind of monitor. Back then they were more crude, but that was an odd act, because he came out in a white suit. He put an arrow through his head and said, "I'm a wild and crazy guy." And it just went from there. He was very, very different. But, yeah, my first concert also, Kiel Auditorium. Not exactly the same kind of music, yes, in Glenn Campbell, but what the heck.
What about The Who, Eminence Front?
Oh.
That's another one of your favorite songs?
That is that song will get you going. That's a great song.
We play that, John. Our band plays that, Eminence Front.
Yeah, you might not recognize it, but they play it.
I'm sure it's just like The Who.
It is just like The Who.
Huh?
It is.
So what else is going on today?
Not much. It's a slow day. There's not much going on today. It's a weird day. I had a very difficult time at the Department of Revenue office today, and I'm still trying to shake that off. It was.
Let's just talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it. It was one of those nightmare experiences where
I'm the customer.
But it's too long a story.
The state of Missouri is only one of two states in the country. We are only one of two states in the country that do not collect sales tax at the time of purchase. It's been going on in Illinois for 35 years plus. So just another kind of an indication as to this bit of a backward state. Beautiful state, one of the most beautiful states in the country that doesn't have mountains, that is Missouri. But I don't, and you know, in the computer systems, the Department of Revenue in Jeff City, they're not even equipped to be able to handle what it would take for all the dealers, the 540 or so franchise dealers in the state, to be able to collect sales tax, but all the used car dealerships too.
Have you been recently to a new place with that touchscreen thing now? Instead of taking a number, you got to walk up and put in your name, your phone number. Have you done this yet?
Oh.
And then they alert you on your phone. You're sitting right there in front of them, and they have to text you. They send you a text message. I guess if you want to go out and smoke or something, they'll tell you you're 5 minutes away, 2 minutes away, and then your text thing goes off on your phone and goes, "You're next."
That's so you don't get bummed out when you walk up and pull the number out, and you're number 86, and you look up and it's 22.
I guess. I can't decide if I like it or not. I think all of them have it now. It's a new deal, and I don't know. I didn't mind the old pull a number thing off a tab. I didn't mind that. And they spoke to you. They actually spoke directly to the crowd. 47, you know. And now you everything's in text. That's just the world we live in. There's nothing we can do about it. But I was one of those people today. I sit there sometimes and I watch people, and they think they've got everything they need. And then you can hear the person tell them, "No, I'm sorry, you're going to have to come back." And he goes, "What? No, I can't give you a time. You have to come back and bring, you know, personal property and the proof of insurance." I was that person today. Not because I didn't have those things. That's a totally different reason. But it was so frustrating. And I'd also like to say, even though it's on John's time, the Department of Revenue office I went to today, I was waited on by one of the ugliest human beings I've ever seen. Now, I'm not saying that in a way that somebody's born ugly and can't help it. This kid had so many piercings and he had those gauges in his ears. He looked like some kind of ornament. Or walking Christmas tree. I couldn't stand to look at this kid. He had so much crap hanging on his face. Why do they have to hire people like that? Are you forced to hire a guy with 19 piercings in his face?
I don't think you're allowed to discriminate anymore nowadays.
Well, that's too bad, because he's a customer service person, and I didn't like looking at it. So.
I thought you could.
The sign outside my DMV says long-haired freaky people
need not apply.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if somebody's not attractive. This guy made himself unattractive by just, it's like he wanted to see how much junk he could do to himself in his face.
I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, you see an attractive female and tattoos all over.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Gorgeous girl, tattooed up to the neck.
I do that, and then I just wondering still to this day, what is going to happen? What are these people going to look like? I know what's happening to my body at 60. There's a lot of loose skin hanging around. But I mean, and then you know, in the 70s, and then what are those things going to look like?
Woo! Well, they're going to look like running paint, like paint that's running, dripping. Because it's going to start sagging down, the colors. But
any of our great AM and the PM listeners, love you. If you got tattoos, hey, come on in. Try to launch your late. Because what? Let's see, 110 to 115 employees. I would have to say that well over half of the employees, teammates here at Johnny Long Love Chevrolet, have tattoos.
Oh, I'm sure they do. It's a big business.
The ones that don't. That's me, my son John Longduff III, and my son Sam Longduff. And Tim Longduff is here working this summer. Harry Longduff working for the great people at Worldwide Technology. Probably not going to come into the automobile business. But having said it, they will never have tattoos. Now, Timmy's, you know, joking. He's a funny one, the number four of the four boys. And he's talking about, and he knows better. He knows that his mom would absolutely, as much as she loves him, would wrap her fingers, those hands around his neck. But no, they just get it. And I just hope that, but they get it. Those of you that are listening, you have tattoos, more power to you. That's great. I don't.
Yeah, I don't mind that people have them. I just, in certain jobs, I don't want to see your face with a bunch of stuff hanging in it.
There you go.
All right, we're out of time. I think everybody knows what you do. You sell new Chevys and a bunch of pre-owned cars. And
We really need trades. If you need to sell a vehicle, if you have too many cars, we'll buy your trade. We'll buy your third or fourth car that you... that you need to get rid of. We'll take two vehicles in trade for one vehicle. We'll take three vehicles in trade for one vehicle. So give us a call. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And if someone there could do me a big favor, Limey, could you email me our segment yesterday? I just want to let Mary Ryan know how much we love her. I told her today, she kind of started tearing up, and not a game plan to try to get her not to retire. Irene, but God love her.
And well, we'll see if we can find it. We'll get it to you, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, John, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have to get caught up now. Okay. I had a battle snow care appointment today. I mean, like 3 weeks in a row, because I got this like bottom retainer thing, and I had to cancel it. And I don't like canceling appointments. I had to cancel it because I was so bogged down at the Department of Revenue with that guy, that circus guy with the just things hanging in his face. And it went on forever, and then I was running late, and I had to cancel it. So I made it for next week, for Monday. Now, can you imagine, any of you out there who don't go to Ballast Dental Care, can you imagine having to miss an appointment, be upset about it? No, you'd be thrilled to death. Whoo, didn't have to go to the dentist today. Not me. I didn't like canceling it. But I looked at my watch, and I realized where the time was and that this DMV thing wasn't going well. And I had to call and say, we'll just make it Monday. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. When I started going there 45 years ago, they were just a couple of blocks down the street. They were on Ballast in what was a little house that had been converted to a dental clinic. And then they got so many patients, and word got out, they needed more chairs. They needed more space. They have a beautiful, beautiful dental clinic at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how far away you live. I don't care how long it's been since you've been to the dentist. A year, a week, 10 years, 20 years. Make an appointment. Make one appointment, Ballast Dental Care. It'll change the way you take care of your teeth, meaning from now on, that's where you're going to want to go. Ballast Dental Care. The website, easy, ballastdentalcare.com. Do you have any business?
I don't have any business, but if you want to talk to Andrew for possibly a minute, see what he's got to say.
I'd love to. Andrew, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Is he still there?
Are you still there?
Andrew. Hey, I'm in the scene.
Thank you.
Hey,
got about a minute and a quarter. What's up?
Okay, so I was talking to Dan. The Sukiyaki song, I'm a little too young to remember the original, but back in the 90s, there was a group called 4PM, like a boy band group that actually did an English version. I don't know if it was translated word for word, but I actually had that on my iPod. And so when you started talking about that song, Sukiyaki, you know, that's why I thought of. I didn't know if you knew there was actually an English version of it.
I didn't. What's the big boy band now? I saw him on the Today Show the other day. Something Summer. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm too old to know what those are.
No, this is the brand new hot boy band.
I have no idea.
Something Summer is in the name of it. Hey, Andrew, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
And this may make me sound, I don't know what it'll make me sound like. I like the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
I do too.
So you don't mind pop music?
No, and okay. I know their music. I know some of that that Backstreet Boys music. I mean, enough to sing along with it. And a lot of people would go, oh, that's for girls in the 80s or whatever. Huh?
5 seconds of summer.
That's it. Thank you. 5 seconds of summer. That's the new hot, but all like.